Now, official data shows German industrial orders declined in December 2015, weighed down by falling domestic and Eurozone demand. The data collected by the German Economy Ministry also showed a 0.7% decrease in orders in December compared to November, which saw an increase of 1.5%. However, independent analysts put the decline at 0.3% for December. The German Economy Ministry says the drop could be attributed to weaker domestic and Eurozone demand for German-made goods. Industrial orders are a key measure of demand for commodities in Germany, Europe's largest economy. Let's speak to Manuel Ochsenreiter. He's an editor-in-chief for Zürst, and he joins us via Skype from Berlin. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Ochsenreiter. Now, this data is coming at a time when Germany is under increased pressure, specifically when you look at the migrant crisis or the refugee crisis there. So what trajectory is this going to take?
Well, despite the fact that in all mainstream media and, of course, also politics is debating the migrant crisis nonstop, we have still the not solved economical problems of the past. They are simply now not in the headlines because of the migration crisis. But, for example, we have still the problem of our sanction regime against the Russian Federation, but also, for example, against Syria. So this has, of course, a negative effect on German economy, a very negative effect on German economy when it comes to the sanctions against Russia. And if they are increased or they are sharpened, this is a plan, of course, of Washington, we might risk in Germany 300,000 jobs, which are all connected to the business with Russia. We shouldn't underestimate as well the psychological effects simply of talks about sanctions. It is very easy to explain. If we discuss today sanctions of tomorrow, companies which are in business with the Russian Federation will decrease their production. That means they will also have to decrease the jobs and the employment rate in these companies. Another effect, which is right now a little bit outside the mainstream media, is of course the euro crisis, which is now a crisis since years, but which is not even close to be solved. The euro
crisis. Right now, Mr. Ochsenreiter, let me just jump in there. All these problems that you're pointing at, it's not a Germany problem, it's a EU-wide problem. So are we going to see, if these things are not tackled in time, are we going to see a disintegration of this union?
That is very true what you say, but we shouldn't forget that Germany is the powerhouse of the European Union, the economic powerhouse. There can be no European Union as we know it today without the German backbone, without the German industrial backbone. Germany is one of the last industrialized countries in the European Union. That means if the German economy is weakened, if the German economy is going down, if it decreases its power, its production, it will have automatical effects at all European Union countries. The problem, the basic problem, is the euro currency, which is one currency for an area, for a continent with very different economic nations or economic entities. This is a thing which cannot work out. You can only have a currency for one united economic space. As long as this problem is not solved, the crisis will go on, and the end could be a disintegration. But disintegration in this context doesn't mean automatically something negative. It could be something like a healing thunderstorm, because that would mean that we get from a wrong economical financial system into a correct one.
All right, tough times ahead for the EU, it seems. That's Manuel Ochsenreiter, editor-in-chief of Zürst, joining us via Skype from Berlin. Mr. Ochsenreiter, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.